What do you remember about the last Oakland game? Because you guys have talked a lot about, hey, not putting it all together for every game. That seemed to be the game when everything really was clicking for you guys.
Yeah, well, I think we started figuring out what we were good at, you know, and we made some plays in that game. And one thing I do remember, we got after the quarterback pretty good. And I know they know that. And they're going to find ways to protect Carson Palmer a lot better this time around.
When you dominate the way you did like that, dude, have you talked to any of these younger guys about, hey, this is the NFL, anything can happen, you guys don't get cocky?
I think a lot of them kind of know that by now, but, you know, as we go, they will learn that, you know, you can't overlook any opponent. I don't care what their record is. I mean, this is still our division rival, and, you know, we're going to take them as that.
What's the biggest challenge of this short work week, especially going on the road?
Well, just preparation. I mean, it's an adjustment, but the good thing is we both go through it. So, you know, it's challenging for both because you're used to having so many days to prepare, and now we turn around, we got to leave tomorrow. So, I mean, it's a lot on your plate, but, I mean, we're professionals. We can handle it.
Is it a weird thing? I mean, in a weird way, does it help that it's the Raiders? Because you know this team as well as you know any team, right? So at least that helps.
Yeah, it does. It's a common opponent, somebody we're kind of used to. So it does help a little bit. But, you know, they do have a new scheme over there, and we got to see what kind of adjustments they make from the last game.
For you personally, somebody who we know doesn't like training camp, not sure where you come down in practice, do you personally like the short weeks? Do you just turn around and get another game in and have time off?
I like it. You know, I like because it's like another bye week, you know. I mean, you don't get as many days, but at least you get some time to get away from football a little bit. You know, it kind of lets you reflect on, you know, what you've done up to that point. And, you know, some guys can come back, refocus, and I think it helps us.
You've been around this rivalry a long time. What is it like being a visitor inside the Oakland Coliseum?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, their fans are probably, man, they're probably the rowdiest fans you'll see anywhere. So, you know, it's tough, but, you know, you got to go in there and block that out some kind of way. And the best way to do that is win the game or get up on them.
As a player, you look forward to that kind of environment. Vaughn said he really got a kick out of it.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I like playing on the road because, you know, I like people to boo us, you know, and I like to make them shut up, you know, so to speak. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. And I mean, I like winning on the road.
Champ, with the news about Dennis Allen's dad passing away, are you going to reach out to him or just wait till you see him Thursday at the game?
Well, I'll probably wait till I see him. You know, I'm sure you got a lot of people calling him and wishing him luck, but we're aware of that, and you know he's in our prayers, and I mean that's all we could do for him from here. But you know I hope, you know, he can get through this and, you know, make it back on the field, because that's where he belongs.
What does a 7-game win streak do for a team as a whole?
Well, it the more you win, it kind of, you know, you learn winning habits, so that's what winning can do for you. I mean, now we can't just forget about the things that got us to that point. We just got to keep grinding, and, you know, we'll keep winning.
You may need to win out to get that 2-seed, too. It's crazy the way this thing's shaping up.
Yeah, you know, anything can happen. 4 weeks left, and there'll be teams in the playoffs you never thought would get in. So we'll see what happens. We just take it one game at a time.